You're listening to the Lost Trail Runner podcast, episode 112. Third hill workout of this training program. I've done the first workout, four hills, second workout, six hills. Today is eight hills. So we'll see how that works. I'm in the midst of making myself a sandwich before I head out the door. I always seem to eat before I go run. Does that make any sense? But what I want to go over today is not my training program, but my last Peachtree Road race, which was on July 4th. The temperature was supposed to be extremely hot and humid that day. And I got up about 5:30 in the morning, and my daughter Laura went with me, and we drove down to Ainslie Mall, which has been our practice for the past 3 or 4 years now. But previously we had walked over to the MARTA train and caught it up to Lenox Square where the race starts. And last year, Laura didn't run with me, and I went down to Ainslie Mall and parked, went into Starbucks, got myself a coffee, went outside, and they have tables outside at Starbucks, so I sat outside, drank my coffee, eventually opened up my Uber app and ordered a car ride to the start. So that's what we did again this year, and I really like doing that because it's really relaxing. It's not a big hassle to get to the start. So we went to Starbucks, got a bagel and a coffee, went outside, sat down, ate and drank, and then ordered the Uber ride to come, and they pulled right up to where we were at the curbside, the table, and got taken to the close to the start line. We went down Piedmont Avenue, which is probably maybe a half mile from the start, which is a considerable distance from where we started, because they have these different corrals based on what time you turn in on your application for the race. And since I'm getting older and older, my times are getting slower and slower, and I'm slowly working my way back in the corrals. So I started, I think this year was H. What's funny is I used to start in sub-seated, which is up front right behind the elite runners. There's the elites, then there's seated, and then there's sub-seated. I used to start in sub-seated, and then I ended up working my way back to Group A, and then I eventually got back to Group E, which still was pretty close to the front. But the past couple of years, I haven't had a good time to turn in for two reasons. First of all, I'm getting slower, and second of all, I haven't run that many races, so basically, I had to turn in last year's Peachtree, which was over an hour for the 10K. So I was in group H, and Laura was a group or two behind me. But anyway, Uber took us up. It sounds like I got a text message. Uber took us up Piedmont near the start. We got out and walked, and I took my GoPro 5 session camera with me on a, I guess you could call it a selfie stick. It's a three-way type thing that GoPro makes where you can extend it and make it longer. And I used it to film the women's elite start and the men's elite start, and then used my camera for the whole race, basically, taking short little video clips at each mile, and then after the race. And I put that on YouTube, and I think it's called My Morning at Peachtree. But anyway, we finally walked back to our respective corrals for the start, and the weather, you know, they said it was going to be really hot and humid and nasty and dangerous and all that stuff. I think they had code red warning up for the day, and to me, the race was comfortable, and I enjoyed it, and I had already decided that I wasn't going to put any pressure on myself to try to run it fast, because that would be pointless. And I had my Galloway timer with me, and I had it set on, I think I put it on a 20-20, run 20, walk 20, but I basically was running 40, walking 20, but this gave me an out. Like, if I felt like I couldn't do a 40, I could do a 20-20, but I never had any problem. So I basically ran a 40-20 for the whole race and was comfortable. And I mean, it wasn't that hot and it wasn't that humid, to me anyway. And I had a really good race, and I think I probably finished maybe a minute slower than last year. I mean, last year wasn't fast, let me put it that way, but this year, you know, no pressure, just chugging along, because I'd felt like I was not as in good a shape as last year, because I had totally slacked off my training for the previous 3 weeks before the race, because I forget if I was slightly injured or just out of the mood. Sometimes I go through these mood things where I just don't, you know, people always talk about they just can't wait to get out and run. Sometimes I get where I go, oh, I just don't feel like running today. And it's usually when it's really super hot. And the past weeks prior to Peachtree, it was fairly hot. But on that day, the temperature seemed to be fine, and I ran along, had a good time. Didn't run that much slower than the year before. In fact, my last mile was like a 10.5, which for me is a good pace nowadays. And I think I finished in 76, like that, 76 minutes. Yeah, I think that was it. I'm getting potato chips out to gourmet health food. Some of y'all are cringe at me getting potato chips out to eat, but hey, as old as I am right now, and I've lived this long eating the way I eat, there's no sense trying to go for a health food type thing, you know? So I go in here in the den and sit down and eat my sandwich and talk to you at the same time and be rude. Eat
and chew while I'm eating, well, chew while I'm talking, which is rude, but that's the breaks, right? I'm having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some chips, and then I'm heading out to the Greenway Trail to do my hill workout. Tell you what I'll do. I'll just stop this recording until I get through eating, okay? See ya. Well, I've spared you the excruciating pain of having to listen to me eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I am now down on the Greenway Trail. I just finished up my hill workout where I had to go hate hills. And just, I had gone about a mile, a little less than a mile and a half, just getting ready for my first hill, and my phone rang. It was my grandson from South Carolina wanting to talk. And I talked to him for a few minutes, but he got another call, which was very important, I'm sure. So he had to hang up, and he said he'd call me back. So I got my eight hills in, and now I'm on my cool down. So I'm walking while I'm talking to you, and then when I finish doing this, I'll continue my run walk. So where were we? I did the peach tree. I think I did it in, 76 minutes, I think it was, which is about a minute slower than last year, but it was acceptable considering how I had felt about my conditioning. And once the race was over, went over to the Atlanta Track Club party in Piedmont Park, and they gave you two tickets for two Yingling lagers. And I got those two tickets, and I think I drank one and gave one away, something like that, I don't know. Then Laura and I walked over to Ainslie Mall, where we had parked the car originally, and Pedipity's store is over there. That's Jeff Galloway's running shoe store. And he has a party every year after Peachtree at the store where they have snacks from, I think this year, it might have been Whole Foods. It might have been Publix. One of those two, anyway. It's been Publix in the past, so I would just guess Publix. And they gave us two tickets over there for two beers. Well, actually, I think you could have beers or, I think, what was it, Mai Tai or something like that, one of those mixed drinks. I think that's what Laura had, was one of those. I drank a beer, and I think I brought one home. And we stayed around there for a while, and then once we had hung around, I was going to try to talk to Jeff, but he was busy talking to a whole bunch of people because I wanted to ask him about this customized training program that I'm now doing. And I never did get to talk to him about it, but a couple of weeks after Peachtree, I decided, well, I might as well go ahead and go for it. I need something to keep me motivated, and I'm already registered for the half marathon in December, so I might as well get a dedicated program to try to get in shape for that race, because I would really like to do it a lot better than I've done it the past couple of years. I mean, I was just going through the motions. But so we're going to try to stick with this training program. I don't have a good record on sticking with training programs, but since I had to pay money for this one, maybe that'll give me the incentive to stick with it. Plus, you have a not a personal coach, but you have a coach that you can text messages to if you have questions, and he looks at your program and adjusts your workouts based on what your previous workouts look like and your magic mile times and stuff like that. So it's kind of a good thing. And if I make it all the way through and I'm successful in dropping the time on my half marathon, maybe I'll do it again next year for some other race. Who knows? I need some structure. That's why I really signed up for it, was to do some structure. You can tell I'm on the Greenway Trail because you can hear a train. There's always a train somewhere around here. So I don't know if I'll have to cut this thing off while it goes by, or I'll be able to continue talking where you can hear. I'm much farther off the track than I was a week or so ago when I did my training video over here and the train came by and I filmed it. So yeah, it's far enough away I can still talk. Anyway, I was going to try to get Laura to do this podcast with me since she ran Peachtree too. And I went up to her house up in Livonia on Lake Hartwell last Saturday because we kind of had a family get together and cook out and everything. And I told her, we need to do a podcast. And she just kind of gave me one of those looks like, I'm not really in the mood. So I didn't really press it. So I didn't get her input on the podcast, which I really wanted to do. Because she's kind of come and go on training, you know. She wants to train, but she's so busy. I think it's hard for her to really do it consistently. So about the most I think she trains is like one day a week. She comes over here and runs with me on the Greenway Trail. She's going to be here tomorrow. So maybe I can bring a recorder and we can do something tomorrow, but I wouldn't count on it. I'm planning on trying to get this thing out today. Looks like there's a body shop over there across the track. You can hear the banging and clanging where they're working on something. Maybe it's not a body shop, looks more like heavy equipment. Anyway, so the training has been going good. I think I'm into my fourth week now. Yeah, because this is my third workout. My first run on a Tuesday was more of a tempo type run. And then the next week it started in the hills. So I'm in my fourth week. So I only got about two or three more weeks before I break a record on sticking to one training program. You know what? Well, I'm trying to think of what else to come up with here, and I'm not really sure that I have anything right now. So I'm just going to go ahead and cut off the recorder and go back to finishing my run up, okay? So I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.